瓦昆特之音，欢迎大家继续聆听 Gidar Maharaj 给我们讲 Krishna Book。 我们现在开始。 Yes。
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare。 So today we are discussing actually chapter 19,Devouring the Forest Fire.
今天呢，我们来讨论第十九章，它的题目是《吞没森林大火》。
And, it's a very short chapter.
那么这一章呢，很短。
So we'll read through that fairly quickly, and then we'll go through the first half of chapter 20.
所以呢，我们会很快的看一下这一章，看完这一章之后呢，我们再看接着看下去第二十章的，可能讲前面一部分，前面一半。
So, before I begin, let us chant an invocation prayer.
那么在开始之前呢，我们先来唱诵一下祷文。
Krishna 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 Hey.Krishna Krishna 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 Hey Krishna 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 Raksham Krishna 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 Pahimam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna KeshavaKrishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
O Lord Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descend of King Raghu, please protect me.
O Lord Rama, Raghu 国王的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, Keshimo 的屠者，请维系我。
Well, first of all, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned some points about this pastime from the Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
首先呢 ，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在 Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita 里面就这一章提到了几点。
And he says that the second forest fire represents the attack of atheism.And other antagonistic philosophies on Krishna consciousness.
他说呢，这第二场森林大火呢，就代表那些无神论者以及对其他的对于 Krishna 之者那些带着恶意的攻击者的这样一种挑战和攻击。
Srila Sanatana Goswami says that some people say that the forest fire was a friend of Palamba Stewart's.
Srila Sanatana Goswami 说，有的人说这一场森林大火呢，其实是 Palamba Stewart 的朋友。
So now our story begins.
现在我们的故事就开始了。
While Krishna and Balaram and their friends were engaged in the pastimes described above, the cows, being unobserved, began to wander off on their own, entering farther and farther into the deepest part of the forest, allured by fresh grasses.
当 Krishna 和 Balaram 以及他们的朋友们在从事上演的逍遥时光的时候呢？那么这些奶牛们因为没人看着，所以他们就受到了新鲜的青草的诱惑，就开始独自开始游荡，然后越来越深的走进了森林的最深部分。
The goats, cows, and buffaloes traveled from one forest to another and entered the forest known as Ishikatabi.
这些山羊啊，还有奶牛，还有水牛。他们就从一个森林走上另外一个森林，然后呢，进到了一个叫做 Ishikatavi 的森林里面。
This forest is full of green grass, and therefore they were allured.
那因为这个森林里面到处都是青草，所以呢，他们就受到了诱惑。
But when they entered, they saw that there was a forest fire and began to cry.
但是呢，当他们走进森林之后，他们就看到了一场森林大火，然后他们就开始大叫起来。
On the other side, Balaram and Krishna, along with their friends, could not find their animals, and they became very much aggrieved.
在另外一边，巴拉拉玛还有 Krishna 以及他们所有的朋友们，因为找不到他们看的动物了，所以他们就变得非常悲伤。
They began to trace the cows by following their footprints as well as the path of eaten grass.
后来他们就开始循着这些奶牛的脚印以及被吃过的青草的痕迹留下来的这条道路，他们就开始去找牛。
All the boys were fearing that their very means of livelihood, the cows, were now lost.
就所有的男孩子们都很害怕，他们唯一的求生之道，也就是这些奶牛现在丢了。
When searching out the cows in the forest, they themselves became very tired and thirsty.
那么当他们在森林里面寻找奶牛的时候，他们变得又饥又渴，又渴又累。
Soon, however, they heard the crying of their cows.
但是呢，他们很快就听到了牛叫声。
Krishna began to call the cows by their respective names with great noise.
那么 Krishna 就开始发出巨大的声音去叫各个奶牛的名字。
Upon hearing Krishna calling, the cows immediately replied with joy.
听到 Krishna 的呼唤之后呢，这些奶牛立即就以欣喜的声音发出了回应。
By this time, the forest fire had surrounded all of them, and the situation appeared to be very fearful.
但是呢，在现在，这场森林大火已经把所有的奶牛都包围了起来，这整个的情况看起来让人非常的恐怕、恐惧。
The flames increased as the wind blew very quickly, and it appeared that everything movable and immovable would be devoured.
那么因为这个大风刮得非常的迅速，所以呢，这个火焰也增加了非常的迅速。整个看起来，那些所谓的动与不动的所谓的物体，都要即将被吞噬。
All the cows and the boys became very frightened, and they looked toward Krishna and Balaram the way a dying man looks at the picture of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所有的奶牛和所有的男孩子们都非常的害怕。他们呢就好像一个将死的人看着至尊人格首神的照片一样，都看着巴拉拉玛和 Krishna。
They said, "My dear Krishna, my dear Krishna."
他们说，我亲爱的 Krishna, 我亲爱的 Krishna。
You and Balaram are very powerful.
你和巴拉拉玛都非常的强大有力。
We are now burning from the heat of this forest, this blazing fire.
现在这场森林的大火的这个发出来的热已经快把我们燃烧殆尽了。
Now let us take shelter in lotus feet.
让我们托庇于您的莲花足。
We know you can protect us from this great danger.
我们知道你可以保护我们免于这场巨大的危险。
Our dear friend Krishna, we are your intimate friends.
我们亲爱的朋友 Krishna, 我们是你的亲密朋友。
It is not right that we should suffer in this way.
我们这样来受苦是不对的。
We are all completely dependent upon you, and you are the knower of all religious life.
我们都完全依靠于你，而你呢，则是所有宗教生活的知识者。
We do not know anyone except you.
除了你之外，我们再也不知道有任何其他的人了。
The personality of God has heard the appealing voices of his friends.And casting a pleasing glance over them, he began to answer.
那么至尊人格神圣就听到了他的朋友们这种呼吁的声音，然后他向他们发出一个让人非常愉快的瞥视，就开始做出了回答。
By speaking through his eyes, he impressed upon his friends that there was no cause for fear, and he assured them, "Don't worry."
那他就通过他的眼睛来说话，让他的朋友们感受到他们根本没有任何恐惧的理由。然后他向他们保证说，不用担心。
Then Krishna, the supreme mystic, the powerful personality of God, immediately swallowed up all the flames of the fire.
接下去 ，Krishna 这位至尊的玄秘家。这位强而有力的人格守神立即就把所有的森林大火的火焰都吞噬掉了。
The cows and boys were thus saved from imminent danger.
所以呢，这些奶牛和男孩子们立即就从这个迫在眉睫的危险当中得到了拯救。
Out of fear, the boys were almost unconscious.
这些男孩子们出于恐惧几乎已经失去了知觉。
When they regained their consciousness and opened their eyes, they saw that they were again in the Bandira forest with Krishna, Balaram, and the cows.
但是呢，当他们恢复了知觉，睁开眼睛之后，他们看到他们再一次和 Krishna, Balarama 以及所有的奶牛一起都在这个 Bandira 森林里面。
They were astonished to see that they were completely free from the attack of the blazing fire and that the cows were saved.
看到他们已经完全的从这个森林大火的袭击当中得到的自由，而所谓的奶牛也得到了拯救，他们都大吃一惊。
They secretly thought that Krishna must not be an ordinary boy, but some demigod.
他们就悄悄地想 ，Krishna 肯定不是一个普通的男孩，他肯定是个半神。
In the evening, Krishna and Balaram, along with the boys and cows, returned to Vrindavan, playing their flutes.
到了黄昏 ，Krishna 和 Balarama 和这些男孩子们还有奶牛们一起吹着笛子回到了 Vrindavan。
As they approached the village, all the gopis became very joyous.
那么当他们走进村庄的时候，所有的牧牛姑娘们就非常的高兴。
Throughout the day, the gopis used to think of Krishna while he was in the forest, and in his absence.They were considering a moment to be like 12 years.
在整个一天当中，当 Krishna 不在在森林里面的时候，这牧牛姑娘们就一直想着 Krishna， 因为他不在，所以呢，他们对于这些牧牛姑娘来说，一分钟就好像是12年。
So that ends that chapter.
那么这一章就结束了。
A few points to consider.
那么有几点我们可以考虑一下。
And.The first is the point that was made right in the last sentence that the gopis in Krishna's absence during the day they were considering a moment to be like 12 years.
第一点呢，就是这一章的最后一句话，这些牧牛姑娘们认为，就在 Krishna 不在的时候，一分钟对于他们来说就是12年一样漫长。
So we know that in Lord Chaitanya's Shikshastakam, a similar thought, and he says that he considers a moment to be like 12 years or more in separation from Krishna.
我们知道在《Chaitanya》的《的八训规》的最后一个第二个倒数第二个主 Krishna 主 Chaitanya 就说，在您不在的时候，一刻等于一季。
So, we know in the position of Chaitanya, Krishna is playing the role of a devotee, and he's showing us that the highest form of love for Krishna is experienced through the mood of viparlambha seva, or separation.
那么知道当 Krishna 他作为主 Chaitanya 来到的时候，他就他就展示了这种最高的爱。其实就是处在这个 viparlambha seva， 也就是说分离的服务之中。
But we see here that even in Krishna lila, that the gopi, Krishna's association, every single day, that even when he goes each day to go to the pasturing grounds.With the cows and the cowherd boys, even in that period when he's gone, they feel separation.
但是呢，你看，在这个 Krishna lila 当中，这所谓的牧牛姑娘们，即便在每天，当 Krishna 和他的牧牛朋友们一起去森林看牛的这一段时间，这些牧牛姑娘也感受到同样的感觉，那就是说，她们感觉到一分钟就等于12年。
So this shows us just how.Much love that the Brajavasis have for Krishna.
其实呢，这就向我们展示了这些 Brajavasis， 就是说 Vrindavan 的居民们是多么爱 Krishna.
Especially the gopis.
尤其是这些牧牛姑娘。
That they're feeling a moment to be like 12 years in Krishna's separation.
他 他们呢就感觉到当与 Krishna 分离的时候，一分一刻就胜于一季，就是一这里的原话说一分钟等于十二年。
So if they who have Krishna's association continuously are feeling that kind of separation, how much more we should feel separate as we are, you know, toiling in the material world.
实际上我想象像这些姑娘们，她们其实每天都能见到 Krishna， 但她们仍然很常的会有这种分离之情，那更不要说我们在这个物质世界里面打滚的这一部分灵魂来说，应该有多么强烈的感觉。
One sign of our advancement in Krishna consciousness is how much we actually feel separation from Krishna.
事实上，我们在 Krishna 知觉当中取得进步的一个征兆，就是看我们是感受到与 Krishna 有多强烈的分离之情。
We should actually feel separation.
事实上，我们的确应该有这样一种分离的情感。
Another point is that we see the cowherd boys, they were so dependent on Krishna.
那还可以看到一点呢，就是我们看这些牧牛童们，他们是怎么样完全的仰赖 Krishna.
Even though they are faced with the prospect of death by this forest fire, they are so dependent on Krishna.And they had so much faith in him that they knew that Krishna would save them.
即便就在面临这场森林大火即将吞没他们这个时候，他们也完全依靠 Krishna， 而且他们也对 Krishna 有着全然的信心，相信 Krishna 能够拯救他们。
Even in this most difficult situation.
即便在这最困难的处境也是如此。
So another lesson that we should learn is how to gain full dependence in Krishna.
所以呢，我们要学到的另外一堂课呢，就是如何才能获得对 Krishna 的完全的依靠之情。
We should have so much dependence on Krishna that even in the most difficult situations, we'll always think of him and pray to him for his shelter and his mercy and his protection.
那么我们应该是完完全全的如此的去依靠 Krishna， 即便在最为困难的处境，我们也应该去祈求 Krishna 的仁慈，要向他祈祷，祈求他的保护和庇护。
What is the most difficult position？
那最困难的处境是什么呢
？Death，
就是死亡。
And this is a time that we'll all have to face.
这是我们所有人都将面对的一刻。
This is the final test.
这是我们最后的考验。
I wrote about this recently in my journal.
最近我在我的日记里面就写到了关于这个死亡的话题。
The point is that for the non-devotees, death is the most terrible, terrible thing that they can ever imagine.
关键呢，就是说对那些物质主义者来说，死亡对于他们来说是最可怕、最可怕的，他们无法想象的事情。
But for the devotees, they understand that it's simply an opportunity to get rid of the material body and to regain their spiritual form and to serve Krishna eternally.
但是呢，对于奉献者来说，我们知道死亡其实是一个机会，让我们能够摆脱这个物质躯体，重获我们的灵性躯体，并且永恒的去服务 Krishna。
And advanced devotees have such faith in Krishna, they know Krishna will always be there for them.
一个进步的奉献者，他对 Krishna 有如此深的信心，他知道 Krishna 一直会在那儿帮助他。
Even at the last.
即便是在最后一刻也是如此。
As I mentioned in that journal entry, there was a devotee in Mumbai, in the Bhaktivinoda Hospital that Rohini Tanai Prabhu, and we have the picture there of him just a few days before leaving this world.
我在那个关于死亡那篇日记里面就提的孟买有一个奉献者叫做 Ruhini Nantanai Prabhu， 他在那个住在那个Bhakti Vedanta医院里面，只有几天就要离开世界了。
And I saw with my own eyes, I felt with my own heart how much dependence this devotee had on Krishna.
我亲眼见到了，我也亲身体会，亲身体会到了这位奉献者是如此的依靠 Krishna。
Even though he was very close to the time of leaving this world, he was taking full shelter of the devotees of Master and Krishna.
虽然说他很快就要离开这个世界了，但是呢，他也完全的托庇于及奉献者及 Krishna。
And he was so fortunate the devotees were there surrounding him and chanting the holy name very sweetly.
而且他也非常的幸运，在那个时候呢，所有很多的奉献者都围着他，而且非常甜美的唱诵圣名。
So this is the great benefit we have as devotees, that you know we have the friendship of so many other Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, andAt the time when we are having to leave this world, we'll be surrounded by at least some devotees, and they will be chanting the holy name in our ears.
其实呢，这就是我们作为奉献者的幸运之处，因为还有很多其他的 Vaishnava、Vaishnavi， 还有很多其他的奉献者，他们会跟我们在一起。尤其当我们离开躯体的那一刻，他们都会至少有一些奉献者会围绕着我们，并且对着我们的耳朵唱诵圣名。
So we should always think that we are so fortunate to be devotees.
所以呢，我们应该一直都想着，作为奉献者，我们是如此的幸运。
Never take it for granted.
永远也不要把它当成理所当然。
And use every moment to render service to devotees to Guru Krishna.
而且呢，我们要利用每一分钟去服务，奉献者，服务公路，服务 Krishna。
And prepare yourselves to face that last moment.
并且呢，让我们自己做好准备，去面对那最后的一刻。
May happen in the next moment.
最可能在下一分钟就会发生。
We have no way of telling.
其实我们是根本没有任何。方法去探知到这一刻什么时候到来的。
Well, one thing we know for sure is that it will definitely come.
但是呢，有一点我们是肯定知道的，就是死亡肯定会到来。
So whether it comes now or later, we should be prepared.
所以呢，不管是它现在到来还是将来到来，我们都应该做好准备。
And as I mentioned in that journal entry, the only real way to prepare is to take shelter.Of the holy name.
那么就像我在日记里面提到的，我们要做好准备的唯一方法呢，就是托庇于圣名。
To take the opportunity every day to chant the holy name as if this was the last time that we would be able to chant the holy name. That we're facing our last moment.
我们要利用这个机会去唱诵圣名，而且在唱诵的时候，我们要想着。这可能是我们能够唱诵圣名的最后一次，或者说最后一个机会。
We have to have that type of determination.
我们一定要有这样的决心。
So we should pray that you know we can chant the holy name very attentively without offense and with genuine love in our hearts, crying out for the mercy of the Vaishnavas Guru and Krishna.
所以呢，我们要这样完全专注，毫无冒犯，并且带着真诚的爱去唱诵圣名一样，我们要真正的去祈求 Guru Krishna 和 Vaishnava 的仁慈。
And now we'll begin in chapter 20, which it would call the description of autumn.
现在呢，我们再开始来讲第二十章，它的名字叫。对于秋天的描述。
And this is part one.
这是第一部分。
Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said. You say part one, I couldn't hear you.
I said it.
Okay. I didn't hear it.
第一部分.
I heard it now. The killing of Prahlambasura in the forest, the devastating forest fire by Krishna and Balaram became household topics in Vrindavan.
这个杀死 Prahlambasura 以及吞灭这种让人绝望的森林大火，就这个事情啊。 Krishna 和 Balarama 杀死 Prahlambasura 和吞没森林大火这个事情，就成在 Vrindavan 成了家喻户晓的话题。
Cowherd men described these wonderful activities to their wives and to everyone else, and all were struck with wonder.
那么这些牧牛郎们就把这所有奇妙的活动描述给他们的妻子以及其他所有的人，所有的人都惊得目瞪口，都看得惊叹不已。They
concluded that Krishna and Balaram were demigods who had kindly come to Vrindavan to become their children.
那么他们最后就做出了结论说， Krishna 和 Balarama 其实都是半圣人，他们仁慈地来到了 Vrindavan 成为他们的孩子。
In this way, the rainy season ensued.
那么这个雨季就这样开始了。
In India, after the scorching heat of the summer, the rainy season is very welcome.
在印度炎热的夏日过后呢，这个雨季是非常受欢迎的。
The clouds accumulating in the sky, covering the sun and the moon, become very pleasing to the people, and they expect rainfall at every moment.
这时候乌云就聚集到天空，覆盖了太阳和月亮，对人们来说非常的让人愉快，而且呢，他们都随时都可能期待着雨的降，就是雨水随时都会降临。
After summer, the advent of the rainy season is considered to be a life-giving source for
everyone.
The thunder and occasional lightning are also pleasurable to the people.
而且呢，这个雷电啊，或者说偶尔的这个雷电啊等等，对于人们来说也让人非常愉快。
The symptoms of the rainy season may be compared to the symptoms of living entities that are covered by the three modes of material nature.
这个雨季的特征呢，可能可以被比作为那些被物质自然三形态覆盖的生物体的特征。
The unlimited sky is like the supreme Brahman. The tiny living entities are like the covered sky or Brahman covered by the three modes of material nature.
无限的天空就好像是至尊的Brahman，而这些微小的生物体呢，则像被覆盖的天空，或者由物质自然三形态覆盖的Brahman。
Originally, everyone is part and parcel of Brahman.
原初说来，每一个人都是Brahman的所属部分。
The Supreme Brahman, or the unlimited sky, can never be covered by a cloud, but a portion of it can be covered.
这个至尊的Brahman，或者说这无限的天空，永远也不可能受到乌云的覆盖，但是呢，它的一部分可以被覆盖。As
stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
就好像《博伽梵歌》所说的，生物体呢，都是至尊人的所属部分。But
they are only an in portion of the Supreme Lord.
但是呢，他们都只是至尊主微不足道的部分。This
portion is covered by the modes of material nature, and therefore the living entities are residing within this material world.
这一部分呢，就受到物质自然形态的覆盖，因此呢，这些生物体就住在这个物质世界之中。The
Brahma Jyoti, spiritual effulgence, is just like the sunshine.
这个梵光，也就是说，这灵性的光灿，就好像是太阳光一样。As
the sunshine is full of molecular shining particles, so the Brahma Jyoti is full of minute portions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
就好像太阳光，它充满了这些小小的闪光的这个部分。那么这个 Brahma Jyoti 就是梵光呢，也充满了至尊人格守神的碎小的部分。
out of that unlimited expansion of the minute portions of the Supreme Lord, some are covered by the influence of material nature, whereas others are free.
那么在至尊主的微小部分的无限的扩展之中呢，有一些他们是受到了物质自然的影响，其他的呢就是自由的。
Clouds are accumulated water drawn from the land by the sunshine.
这些乌云其实是从土地上吸，是由这个太阳光从土地上吸上来的水的积聚。
Continually for 8 months, the sun evaporates all kinds of water from the surface of the globe.
那么接连有八个月的时间，这个太阳都会从这个地球的这个表面吸收各种蒸发各种各样的水分。
This water is accumulated in the shape of clouds, which are distributed as water where there is need.
那么这个水呢，就会以云的云朵的形式被聚集起来。那么在需要的时候呢，又会作为水分的形式被派发出去。
Similarly, a government exacts various taxes from the citizens, such as income tax and sales tax.
同样的，这个政府呢，就会从臣民、公民那儿去收各种各样的税收。那么，这些。Where did you stop?
That's the sales tax.
Yeah.
That's where I stopped. Sales tax.
同样的，这个政府呢会从公民那儿吸收各种各样的税收，而这些臣民呢，则会通过各种各样的物质活动去付税，就比如说农业啊，还有商业以及工业，而这个政府呢，则可以。这个政府可以以这个收入税和销售税当中形式来收税。
Citizens are able to pay the tax by their different material activities, agriculture, trade, industry, and so on.
这些臣民可以通过不同的物质活动来交税，就比如说农业、商业和工业。
This taxation is compared to the sun's drawing water from the earth.
这个呢就被比作为是好像是太阳从地球上吸收水分。
When there's again need of water on the surface of the globe, the same sunshine converts the water into clouds and distributes it all over the globe.
而当这个地球的表面再次需要水分的时候呢，这同样的太阳光又会将这个水变成云朵的形式，并且把它派发到这个全球各处。
Similarly, the taxes collected by the government must be distributed to the people again, as educational work, public work, sanitation work, etc.
同样的，这个税收，这个政府呢，所说的这个税收呢，又必须再次被派发给臣民，就比如说。工作教育工作啊，还有公共事业啊，以及各种各样的活动等等。
This is very essential for a good government.
这对一个好政府来说是很关键的。
The government should not simply exact taxes for useless squandering.
这个政府不应该去做无用的剥削或者说收刮，而只是收税而已。
The tax collection should be utilized for the public welfare of the state.
这个税收呢，一定要用来这个国为了这个国家的公共福利而得到运用。
During the rainy season, there are strong winds blustering all over the country and carrying clouds from one place to another to distribute life-giving water to the needy living entities.
在雨季的时候呢，就会有强风。将整个国刮动整个就在整个国家里面刮来刮去吹不断的吹拂，然后呢把这些云朵从一个地方带到另外一个地方，以及向那些有需求的生物体派发给赐予生命的水分。
Water is urgently needed after the summer season, thus the clouds are just like a rich man who in times of need distributes his money even to the point of exhausting his whole treasury.
那么在这个夏季过后呢，水当水分就是急需水分的时候，这个云彩呢，它就会像是一个富裕的人，在需求的时候，他会去使用自己的整个的这个库存去派发他的钱财。
So the clouds exhaust themselves by distributing water all over the surface of the globe.
所以呢，这个云朵呢，它就会通过把水分派发到这个全球各处，然后呢，把自己的水分也使用干净。
When Maharaj Dasarath, the father of Lord Ramachandra, used to fight with his enemies, it is said that he approached them just like a farmer uprooting unnecessary plants and trees.
当主Ramachandra 的父亲 Maharaj Dasarath 曾经跟他的敌人作战的时候，据说他就像一个农夫去收割不需要的植物，就是去铲除不需要的植物和树一样，很轻易的就把他们给铲除掉了。
And when there was need of giving charity, he used to distribute money exactly as the cloud distributes rain.
而当需要布施的时候呢，他就会像一个云朵派发水分一样，去派发这个钱财。
The distribution of rain by clouds is so sumptuous that it is compared to the distribution of wealth by a great, magnificent person.
这个云朵派发水分是如此的充分，这就被比作为一个伟大的慷慨的人在派发他的钱财，他的富裕。
Clouds are so profuse that the rains even fall on rocks and hills and on the oceans and seas where there is no need for water.
这个云朵的就是云朵降下来的水分是那么的充足。这个水啊，雨水甚至会降到岩石上、山上，还有大海里面。就是这些地方其实根本不需要水分的地方，它也会降下去。
It is like a charitable person who opens his treasury for distribution and who does not discriminate whether the charity is needed or not.
这就好像是一个非常具有慈善心的人，他打开自己的宝库，去派发他的钱财，而毫不区分。他的这些布施是否有需要。
He gives in charity open-handedly.
他就放开的随意布施。
Before the rainfall, the whole surface of the globe becomes almost depleted of all kinds of energies and appears very lean.
在下雨之前呢，就整个的这个地球啊，看起来好像是非常的缺乏能量，看起来非常的瘦弱，离不开。
After the rainfall, the whole surface of the earth becomes green with vegetation and appears to be very healthy and strong.
而在下雨之后呢，这整个的地球看起来就是到处都是，青绿那个蔬菜，绿油油的蔬菜，看起来非常的健康强壮。
Here, a comparison is made to the person undergoing austerities for fulfillment of a material desire.
这里呢就做了一个比喻，就好像是一个经历过苦行的人，现在要去满足一个物质欲望。
The flourishing condition of the earth after the rainy season is compared to the fulfillment of material desires.
雨季之后的这个昌盛的繁荣的这个处境啊，就被比作是实现物质欲望。
Sometimes when a country is subjugated by an undesirable government,Persons and parties undergo severe penances and austerities to get control of the government.
有的时候呢，当一个国家受到了就是在不想要的政府的控制之下的时候呢，就会有一些人或者一些团队，他们就会经历严酷的苦行，以最终去能够控制政府。
When they attain control, they flourish by giving themselves generous salaries.
而当他们得到这个控制之后呢，他们就给自己慷慨的这个收入而变得繁荣。
This temporary profit is like the flourishing of the earth in the rainy season.
这种短暂的利益呢，就被比作是雨季的对于大地的滋养。
Actually, one should undergo severe austerities and penances only to achieve spiritual happiness.
事实上，一个人应该只是为了达到灵性的快乐而去从事严厉的苦行。In
Srimad Bhagavatam, it is recommended that tapasya or austerities should be accepted for realizing the Supreme Lord.
在圣典佛教瓦坛里面，我们就推荐到这个苦行应该只是为了觉悟至尊主而接受这个苦行。
By accepting austerity and devotional service, one regains his spiritual life, and as soon as one regains his spiritual life, he enjoys unlimited spiritual bliss.
通过接受奉献服务当中的苦行呢，一个人就能重获他的灵修，而一旦他重获灵修的时候呢，他就可以享受到无尽的灵性喜乐。
But if someone undertakes austerities and penances for some material gain, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that the results are temporary, that they are desired by persons of less intelligence.
但是呢，如果一个人只是为了物质的获益而去经历苦行的话，那佛家梵歌就说，这种结果是短暂的，而且呢，还被比作为是一些缺乏智慧或者智慧不足的人的所欲求的东西。
During the rainy season, in the evening, there are many glowworms visible about the tops of trees hither and thither, and they glitter, just like lights.
在雨季的黄昏就会有很多的萤火虫在各个的树梢四处都能可以看得见它们发出各种的光芒。
But the luminaries of the sky, the stars and the moon, are not visible.
但是呢，天空中就比如说月亮啊、星星，它们的光芒却看不见。
Similarly, in the age of Kali, persons who are atheists or miscreants become very prominently visible.
同样的，在这个卡利年代，那些无神论者啊，还有这些恶魔性的人物，他们就变得非常的突出。
Persons who are actually following the Vedic principles for spiritual emancipation are practically obscured.
但是那些真正的遵守伟大原则的人，他们几乎是被掩盖了起来。In
this age, Kali Yuga is compared to the cloudy season of the living entities.
这个年代，就这个卡利年代，被比作为生物体的这个多云的季节，就雨季。
In this age, real knowledge is covered by the influence of the material advancement of civilization.
在这个年代呢，真正的知识被这个物质文明发展的影响覆盖。The
cheap mental speculators, atheists, and manufacturers of so-called religious principles become prominent like glowworms.
这些廉价的心智思辨者，还有无神论者，以及所谓的宗教原则的生产者，他们变得像萤火虫一样突出。Persons
strictly following the Vedic principles or scriptural injunctions become covered by the clouds of this age.
而那些严格遵守伟大原则或者经典训示的人，却就在这个年代却。
People should learn to take advantage of the actual luminaries of the sky, the sun, moon, and stars, instead of the glowworm's light.
人们应该学会去利用天空中的真正的发光体，也就是说太阳、月亮和星星的这些发光，这个光，真实的光芒，应该去真正的利用这些光芒，而不是萤火虫的光芒。
Actually, the glowworms cannot give any light in the darkness of night.
事实上，这萤火虫在黑夜当中是没法给任何光明的。As
clouds sometimes clear, even in the rainy season, sometimes the moon, stars, and sun become visible. So even in this Kali Yuga, there are sometimes advantages.
就好像有的时候云彩呢，它会变得清，会清除掉。那么即便是在雨季也是如此。而有的时候呢。 这个月亮、星星和太阳又能看得见，所以呢，即便在这个卡利年代，有的时候仍然是有益处的。
For example, sometimes Lord Chaitanya's Vedic movement of distributing the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is heard.
比如说有的时候这个主 Chaitanya 的伟达运就是唱派发 Hare Krishna mantra 的一个唱诵的这样一个伟达运动就能听得见它的存在。
People seriously eager to find real light should take advantage of this movement instead of looking toward the light of the mental speculators and atheists.
那些认真的渴望想要去找到真正的光芒的人应该好好的利用这个运动而不是去寻求这些心智思辨家和无神论者的这些光芒。
After the first rainfall, when there is a thundering sound in the clouds, all the frogs begin to croak like students suddenly engaged in reading their stories, their studies.
在第一场雨之后呢就这个第一场雨之后呢就这个时候有这个云彩发出来的第一道雷电的声音这个之后呢所谓的青蛙就开始叫了起来就好像这些学生们突然开始读书了
Students are generally supposed to rise early in the morning
通常情况呢学生应该是大清早就起床
They do not usually rise of their own accord however but only when there is a bell sounded in the temple or other spiritual institution.
但是呢这并不是他们自愿起来而是只有当这个庙宇或者其他的灵性的机构里面那个铃声响了之后他们才会起来。
By the order of the spiritual master, they immediately rise and after finishing their morning duties, they sit down to study the Vedas or chant Vedic mantras.
那么通过灵性导师的命令他们立即起床然后当他们结束了清晨的责任义务之后呢他们就会坐下来学习伟达经或者唱诵伟达的曼陀罗
Everyone is sleeping in the darkness of Kali Yuga
每个人都在卡林年代的黑暗当中沉睡着
But when there is a great Acharya, by his calling only, everyone takes to the study of the Vedas to acquire actual knowledge.
但是呢，当有一个真正的 Acharya 存在的时候，只要通过他的呼唤，每个人都会去开始学习《伟达经》，以获得真正的知识。
During the rainy season, many small ponds, lakes, and rivulets become filled with water. Otherwise.The rest of the year they remain dry.
在雨季的时候呢，很多小池塘啊、湖泊啊、河流啊等等，就是充满了水。但否则的话，在一年当中，其余的所有的时间，它们都是干枯的。
Similarly, materialistic persons are dry.
同样的，这些物质主义者也是枯干的。
But sometimes when they are in A so-called opulent position with a home or children or a little bank balance, they appear to be flourishing.
但是呢，有的时候，当他们处在所谓的富裕的处境的时候呢，比如说有个家或有孩子，还有一点点银行存款啊，他们看起来就好像挺繁荣的。
But immediately afterwards, they become dry again, like the small rivulets and ponds.
但是呢就好像这些小池塘小河流一样他们之后立即又开始变得枯干了
The poet Vidyapati said that in the society of friends, family, children, wife, etc. there is certainly some pleasure
这个诗人 Vidyapati 说就处在朋友啊家人孩子妻子等等这样的社团当中肯定是有一定快乐的
But that pleasure is compared to a drop of water in the desert.
但是呢，这一点点的快乐呢，被比作为沙漠里的一滴水。
Everyone is hankering after happiness, just as in the desert, everyone is hankering after water.
就好像在森林里，在沙漠里面的每一个人都会渴望得到水一样，每一个人也都在渴望得到快乐。
If in the desert there is a drop of water, it may of course be said.That water is there, but the benefit of that drop of water is very insignificant.
因为在这个是在沙漠里面有一滴水，当然了，这个水是存在那里，但是呢，这一滴水的这个益处是非常的微不足道的。
In our materialistic way of life, which is just like a desert, we are hankering after an ocean of happiness.
在我们的物质主义生活方式当中，就这个生活方式是完全像一个沙漠的，所以呢，我们就在寻找快乐的汪洋。
But in the form of society, friends, and mundane love, we are getting no more than a drop of water.
但是呢，当就是处在这个社团啊，或者说朋友，还有世俗的爱的这种形式当中，我们所从这些形式当中，我们得到的一切，根本就像一滴水一样。
Our satisfaction is never achieved, as the small rivulets, lakes, and ponds are never filled with water in the dry season.
而我们的满足，我们是永远也得不到满足的。这就好像是在，就好像在枯干，就是在不下雨的干旱季节，就那些小池塘、小河流以及小湖泊，永远也不会充满水一样。
Due to rainfall, the grass, trees, and other vegetation look very green.
那么因为雨水的降落，这些草啊、树啊以及其他的这些蔬菜看起来非常的葱绿。
Sometimes the grass is covered by a certain kind of red insect.
有的时候呢，这个草上面就会盖着一种特定的红色的昆虫。
When the green and red combine with the umbrella-like mushrooms, the entire scene changes, just like a person who has suddenly become rich.
当这个绿色和红色结合在一起，结合在一起，就在这个像伞一样的这个蘑菇上面，那么这整个的景象就发生了改变，就好像一个人突然变得富裕了一样。
The farmer then becomes very happy to see his field full of grain.
那么这样的这个农夫呢，看到他的这个田地里面充满了谷物，他就非常高兴。
But the capitalists, who are always unaware of the activities of a supernatural power, become unhappy because they are afraid of a competitive price due to abundant production.
但是呢，这个资本家，因为他根本就没有觉察，没有意识到这个超自然力量的活动的存在，所以呢，他就会不高兴，因为他很害怕，因为这个农作物的产物太大，如果产量太大的话，他就担心会出现一个价格上的竞争。
In some places, certain capitalists in government restrict the farmers' production of grain, not knowing the actual fact that all food grains are supplied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
有一些地方，有一些那个政府的特定的一些资本家，他们就会限制农夫的这个那个谷物的产量，因为他们不知道。这个所有的食物的五谷啊，其实都是由至尊人格守神所提供的这样一个真正的真相。
According to the Vedic injunction, eko bhojanam yo vidadati kaman, kaman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead maintains this creation.
那么按照孟达的训示，就叫 eko bhojanam yo vidadati kaman。就说至尊人格守神维系着这一创造。
He arranges a supply of whatever is required for all living entities.
那所有的生物体无论需要什么，他都会做出安排。
When there is a population increase, it is a business of the Supreme Lord to feed the people.
当人口增加的时候呢，至尊主他就会做出安排，去能够让这些人得到充分的食物。
Production of food grains, especially if their business might be hampered.
但是呢，这些无神论者或者这些恶魔性的人物，他们却不喜欢五谷产量太大，尤其是因为这个可能会阻碍他们的生意。
During the rainy season, all living entities in the land, sky, and water become very much refreshed, exactly like one who engages.In the transcendent loving service of the Lord.
那么在整个的一个地呢，这个地上的 所有的生物地上还有空中以及水里面所有的生物体他们都得的变得非常的新鲜就好像一个人从事了对主的超人爱心服务一样
We have practical experience of this with our students in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness
这个在我们的国际 Krishna 知觉协会当中我们和我们的这些学生呢已经有了这样实际的体验
Before becoming students, they were dirty looking, although they had naturally beautiful personal features.
当他们在他们成为窥圣知觉的学生之前，虽然说他们本身他们是具有美丽的人格那个个人特征的，但是他们看起来却非常的肮脏。
Due to having no information of Krishna consciousness, they appeared very dirty and wretched.
因为他们没有得到任何 Krishna 知觉的信息所以他们看起来又脏又可怜很凄惨
Since they have taken the Krishna consciousness their health has improved by following the rules and regulations their bodily luster has increased
那因为他们已经接受了 Krishna 知觉他们的健康也得到了改善而且通过遵守规范 原则他们整个的躯体的光芒也增加了
When they are dressed with saffron-colored cloth, with tilak on their foreheads and beads in their hands and on their necks, they look exactly as if they have come directly from Vaikuntha.
那么当他们穿着橘黄色的衣服，那个额头上涂着提拉克，手里面拿着念珠，手里和脖子上都戴着念珠的时候，他们看起来就好像直接从Vaikuntha下来的一样。
In the rainy season, when the rivers swell and rush to the oceans and seas, they appear to agitate the ocean.
在雨季的时候呢，当这所谓的河流猛涨，然后冲向大海的时候，它们看起来就好像是激动了大海。
Similarly, if a person who is engaged in the mystic yoga process is not very much advanced in spiritual life, he can become agitated by the sex impulse.
同样的，如果一个人他去从事玄秘瑜伽，但是呢，却在灵修却不是非常进步的话，他呢就可能会受到性欲冲动的干扰。
During the rainy season, the high mountains are splashed by torrents of rain.
在雨季的时候，虽然这些高山会受到磅礴大雨的冲击。
However, they do not change.
但他不会发生改变。
Similarly, a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, even if put into difficulties, is not embarrassed.
同样的，当一个人他在 Krishna 知觉当中非常进步的时候，即便他被置于困境，他也不会有任何的尴尬。
A person who is spiritually advanced.Accepts any adverse condition of life as the mercy of the Lord, and thus he is completely eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom.
一个在灵修一个灵修进步的人呢，他会接受生命当中所有的逆境，并且把它接受为主的仁慈，因此呢，他就完全具备资格进入神的王国。
In the rainy season, some of the roads.Are not frequently used, and they become covered with long grasses.
在雨季的时候呢，有一些道路啊就不会有人很多的去用，所以呢，他们就会受到长长青草的覆盖。
These roads are exactly like a brahmana who is not accustomed to studying and practicing the reformatory methods of the Vedic injunctions.
你们这些道路就好像就恰恰像一个婆罗门，因为它不是非常。适应学习和修习这个伟达训士的这个重塑人的这种方法。
Thus ends part one of chapter 20.
那么我们第二十章的第一部分就到此结束了。
And we shall continue with part two next week, Krishna willing.
Krishna 愿意的话，我们会在下个星期接着讲第二部分。
And now is the time when we should give special thanks to Gopi Gita Mataji for her wonderful translation.
现在呢，我们就要感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译的时候了。
Thanks also to Sakshi Gopal Sharan Prabhu for facilitating these talks.
感谢 Sakshi Gopal Sharan Prabhu 来帮我们提供条件，让我们能来讲课。
And special thanks to all of you who are listening, for this is the reason we are going to all of the time and trouble to make these classes.
特别呢，也要感谢大家所有的奉献者的聆听，因为就是因为你们的聆听，所以我们才会花那么多时间，经历那么多的麻烦，来不断的接着讲这个课。
Please take care.
请大家保重。
And practice very strong and sincere sadhana.
我们大家一定要有很坚强的、很真诚的 sadhana。
And we shall meet very soon.
我们很快会再见的。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 感谢大家来聆听今天第一单元嘛，跟我们讲的这么精彩的课程。我们下星期接着再来，明天就再见了。Hare Krishna.